Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
We're talking to Steve Stone here, McNeil and Parkins on The Score. Stoney, we were joking before you came on that sometimes it felt like the White Sox broadcast booth was practicing social distancing before it was cool with you and Hawk at the other opposite ends of the booth all those years.
We are waiting on a report on Todd Frazier.
Right. I just saw him.
And? So there was some room in between us, certainly.
What is your pre-game routine, if you will, in order to be really comfortable before you call a baseball game?
Well, it's gotten to be music, actually. I like mostly rock music, so Pour Some Sugar on Me with Def Leppard has become one of my favorites, and when I wanted to get going, I would put that on.
Pour Some Sugar on All of Us here, I guess. Great song.
You can only tell one Harry Carey drinking story. Which one are you telling?
That's like asking Henny Youngman to tell one joke. The people don't know Henny Youngman, but let's take it to...
How are you all? I'm glad to be here. Take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she finds her way home. I said, where do you want to go for your anniversary? She said, I want to go somewhere I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen. I love this crowd.
They arrange for President Reagan to call Harry in the booth. He gets the call, they put it through, and here's President Reagan.
Well, Harry, thank you very much. You know, in a few months, I'm going to be out of work, and I thought I might as well audition.
And then he starts talking about Nancy Reagan's ties to Chicago. He said, you know, my wife, Nancy, has some ties to Chicago. And then Harry said, Mr. President, I got to hang up. Bobby Dernier just got a bunt single, and it looks like the Cubs have a rally going. And click, he hung up on the President of the United States in mid-Nancy Reagan story. So, yeah, that's kind of the way Harry did things.
It's not often that the President of the United States has trouble getting a few words in edgewise.
Holy cow! Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
That was beautifully done, Chris Tannehill. Happy scorentine with everybody working from home, day 3. We are telling score stories. We are trying to give you a little bit of normalcy. We asked Steve Stone for a segment. He gave us an hour. I highly recommend the podcast page, though I didn't think that we'd be able to encapsulate what that hour was in one 90-second or less open. But, of course, Chris Tannehill absolutely delivered. We got the whole mob together, even though we're in, what, four places with Shep, Tanny, Mac, and myself. But we're doing it, Mac. How's your day been?
Everything has been really good on my end. And this third day of scorentine has me, for the first time this week, actually having to close the blinds in the office on the second floor of my domicile in Northwest Indiana because it's a sunny day. And it was good to have a little sunshine today on the walk. We haven't had a whole lot of sunshine today. And, man, people were out in force, most of them solo, walking in my neighborhood, and there were a few people on the golf course today. And everybody I encountered today, Danny, in probably about 2.5 hours, not contiguous, but about 2.5 hours of recreation, people were all very friendly. And you get that feeling of community, and we're all in this together. Typically, you might just say, you might not say anything when you pass somebody on the street, but people are trying to make eye contact and stay their distance is the right thing to do, but say hello. And especially I notice myself being sensitive to older people, which is probably a good practice to put in play all the time. Be sensitive and be respectful of the elderly. I saw a guy probably in his mid to late 70s playing golf with his son, and he was struggling too. His game looked reminiscent of Nick Shepkowski's game. But everybody very friendly, and that's the right way to be, I think. Just a little kindness goes a long, long way. And inspired by some stories I've heard since we got together yesterday afternoon for our 4 hours, and maybe we'll share some of those today.
I'd love to hear them. It's I gotta say, I'm jealous, man. I'm jealous that you're able to get out on a golf course, because on our group chat, there's the main friend group text, but then there's kind of a subset of it off to the side on a different chat of those of us who play golf, so that when, you know, it spring summer rolls around, it's like, hey, I got a tee time Saturday at 10. You know, first three people who respond, that can be the foursome. So we have our golf chat. And it's been fairly active as to exactly, like, why can't golf work in this? Like, it's outdoors. You could say that no carts, right? So that you have
no
to
shared
walk.
Carts. Yes, no shared carts.
Yeah, no shared carts. You could say no flag stick if you didn't want to have to touch something communal. I get that. No clubhouse, pay online. Like, it feels like golf should be able to happen. And in Illinois right now, at most places, it's a no. I know it's some country clubs, it's a yes, but it seems like in Iowa and Indiana, golf is going on. So once again, there doesn't seem to be any uniformity on whether or not people can get out and enjoy this weather on the golf course.
Yeah, I had not even looked into it, because, and let me temper your jealousy by noting that I can't swing the golf club. All I can do right now is work on the short game. I can't take a backswing 6 weeks after shoulder surgery, so I didn't go out and play 18 or anything like that today. But I wasn't sure what the golf industry had decided on this. It's not essential, and that's easy to determine that, but you're right. I mean, there are easy ways to practice responsible social distancing while playing golf. It would seem to me to be one of the easiest things you can do socially and not put anybody at risk, put yourself at risk. I don't really quite understand this, and I didn't understand why the marinas this weekend in Northwest Indiana are closed. I did find one a little bit further east that is open, but that's something that you would think you could stay 10 feet away from each other on a boat and go out fishing, because I wanted to fill a freezer full of coho salmon for you and Steph and for Tanny and his family, for Shep and his family. That was going to be my gift for you next week. But can't get out this. The weather's going to suck anyway this weekend. I don't know if you've seen a forecast. Weather usually doesn't matter.
Haven't checked
to you.
My phone.
Yeah, you don't pay the time of day to. You couldn't. You know, Tracy Butler never gets your attention. But it's supposed to be like a 90% chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday, and pretty high winds. And my buddy with the big lake boat doesn't have a huge boat, and no thank you with big waves on Lake Michigan for me, especially in the rain. So that's going to have to stay parked. But I didn't quite understand that one either, because you don't even need to deal with an employee. When you go to the marina, somebody presses a button and you let the gate in with your sticker, and you just stay away from each other on the boat. But apparently they have shut that down too. And I err on the side of caution. I am not complaining about it by any stretch of the imagination. It's the right thing to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, and
right
I think also what it is from the reading that I have done on it is basically, so like golf course maintenance. So if all of the maintenance workers have to be in one place, it's just hard. If they want to limit commerce to essential businesses, and obviously golf doesn't fall under the category of essential, it's hard to argue that they should have to bring in any sort of their workers to go maintain a golf course so that you can go out and get 9 holes in, not you, but that anybody could go out there mm-hmm. and get a little recreating in. I mean, I was listening to Mayor Lightfoot a little over an hour ago now, and she was talking about how she was, you can call it a threat, threatening to shut down parks and the lakefront because so many people were out when it was nice weather and they weren't really adhering to social distancing along the lakefront, that she's like, it's okay to get outside. It's okay to exercise. But if everyone still goes to the same places that they were always going to, and now more than ever people are at home and it's getting really crowded, you're breaking the rules of social distancing. And so they might need to close that. So I think that it's basically, they just don't want to leave any room for nuance or interpretation or debate, right?
And
like
that
golf
makes sense.
Right, and it makes sense. Like, golf probably would be fine, but then if someone's like, is golf fine? Can I go to my tennis club? Can I go do this? Can I go do this? And it'll just start to be some sort of slippery slope. I think that's the argument anyway.
Yeah, we're being mocked by Asian countries during this period of time because they have been able to flatten their curve while we continue to push the envelope. And, you know, I was at the grocery store yesterday. That's enough. That's enough already. No more
right,
going
you know,
out. You know, I have enough products to last me 2 weeks. There is no reason to walk in another store. If I had a mask, I would have been wearing it. I would say maybe 10% of the customers on a fairly normal shopping day yesterday at my neighborhood Jewel for a Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. It was pretty typical of the crowd. And that you're getting within 6 feet of some other customers. And that's where they – and I'm good with it being extended to 10, okay? 10's good with me. If 6
yeah,
is the recommendation, I'll take 10.
Just err on the side of caution. And, you know, there's a couple things there, right? Like when comparing American response to some of these Asian countries' responses, we live in – certainly much less of an authoritarian regime in our normalcy, right? Like in some Asian countries, in order to get on public transit, you have to have your temperature taken. And that was before this outbreak because they went through what they went through with SARS in such a big way.
Yeah.
And so they're used to kind of submitting to tracking and fewer news outlets and one piece of information comes there. So like they've gone through a lockdown for a virus or a pandemic in the 21st century, and it's just different to get us to say, maybe I'll do this, maybe I won't. We like right. Free choice, our own free will, that sort of thing. So it's a little tougher given how we consume our news and people believing in fake news and all of that sort of thing to lock it down. It's just, I don't know, man. It's disheartening. It's. I'm with you. Like we have groceries being delivered now because we signed up for something where you get the first couple of those free. It's ridiculously expensive to have your groceries delivered, so we'll use the free ones for that, and then go back to doing the in-store pickup to try to stay separated. I woke up with like a stress headache today, like one of those headaches that you feel in your neck, and I'm Googling like, are headaches a symptom of coronavirus, and I think this headache is just a product of getting no sleep because Owen is we're kind of transitioning him off of just breast milk and introducing some formula because he's eating more and more. And, you know, Steph's production not able to keep up with his appetite. And It makes him a little bit like more gassy and constipated and uncomfortable when you lay him down. And so, I am getting absolutely no sleep.
Yeah.
And I look so haggard also. Like I see these people talking about, you know, best work from home practices, you know, wake up at the same time and shower and shave and
put on
the same clothes that you would do if you were going into the office. Man, if we had Brian Gertz's video stream in my bedroom right now where I'm doing this show from, it would just be mockable because you guys
here's
know I
what
can't
I
grow
picture.
Facial hair. It's
I'm
disgusting.
Glad, yeah, I'm glad you brought it up because here's what I picture. I was going to do this Monday. You have some form of house slippers, I'm certain, that are over your feet, which are under your Syracuse sweatpants, and probably some free T-shirt you got at a promotion while working for the station in Kansas City. And you have yet to shower today because you've been crabby because of the sleeplessness. Do I have the right guy?
You're so warm, it's not even funny. I showered because I thought standing under the warm water would help with the headache.
And it usually does for me.
Yeah, it helped a little bit. So it helped a little bit. Yeah, so I have showered today by Showtime. I am wearing sweatpants, but they're not Syracuse variety, but I am wearing Syracuse house shoes. I have Syracuse slippers.
Okay.
So I've got some sweatpants that I've probably had for like 12 years from Aeropostale. I have some and then I got a quarter zip on with no undershirt, and boxers have been optional in my house for the last 10 days or so. If I'm wearing underwear, it's because I was going out on some sort of errand. So it's,
yeah, nice. That's information everybody can feel good about. Danny Parkins, free balling in Lincoln Park.
Gotta be. And like people try to grow these playoff beards. Like I have a quarantine scruff, which basically just looks like pubic hair on my face. Like it's disgusting.
Yeah.
So, you know, my wife's a lucky lady is basically what I'm saying. She's very, very fortunate to wake up next to me every single day, man.
Yeah, I can imagine. I got the flannel pajamas working today, my Blackhawks slippers that are probably 10 years old.
And, the Hawks?
Just the Hawks and a thermal. And showered after my 2.5 hours of recreation today. Just good to get out and throw some baits. I threw Bernsey's favorite bass bait today, the Beetle Spin. But maybe made 40, 50 casts, but nobody home. Maybe just a tick early in the calendar, but they will be moving pretty soon. It is nice to have the space. I do appreciate the neighborhood. I can chip and putt 100 yards from my front door, and about 500 yards to the left, I can go and throw a little beetle spin in a pond. So that's not all bad. It doesn't suck here in Hooterville.
Yeah, we're all going to get a little stir crazy as we go through this, but I recognize how lucky I am. I'm not living with a bunch of roommates. You know, if I'm living with someone, it's because they are immediate family. Yeah.
When is a good time to have a house full of roommates, though?
When you're like 22.
Yes, you know? You're 22, you're in your mid 30s.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man. Like some people need it for economic reasons, or if you are in your early 20s, whatever the case may be, like just. Having outdoor space directly attached to my condo, I've got a pretty big deck that allows us to just step outside and not have to go out with everybody. Like I recognize that I could have it way, way worse. And the sun and the nice weather has been helpful because I'm not one that really like the weather impacts my mood in a great way. But when you can't leave your house, then all of a sudden the weather does start to really impact your mood in a big way.
You get vitamin D.
I will say also, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I had something that I knew would get you in a good mood, which was because we got the governor's press conference coming up at 2:30. We have Dr. Citrenberg, the director of infectious diseases at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital, going to join us at 3. B.J. Armstrong at 4. Opie of the old Opie and Anthony show at 4:30. We got a fun show today. Mm-hmm. You've been waiting for Ryan Pace to bring in an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You care about the big uglies up front. I present to you former first-round pick Jermaine Ifedi, a one-year deal with the Bears. Former first-rounder, played a lot of time at tackle, might get some look at guard in Chicago, according to Ian Rappaport. How do you feel about Jermaine Ifedi, Dan McNeil?
I know the name from the back of the jersey. I can't tell you I have an educated opinion on his level of skill. I'm glad they addressed what has been as much of a need as they've had on their football team. So they had to get some backup help. Hub talked about that with us yesterday, so even if it's just as a reserve, but if he gets a fair shot, if this guy's any type of a player, I don't know how he doesn't wind up being a starter, because both of the tackles are subpar at what they do, and I would love to see him get a fair shake at unseating one of those guys when they get to training camp. That's a move. Anybody is good, yes. Competition. Let's get another guy in here. And now with the idea of at least one of those second-round picks going to a big ugly, as you say, that makes me feel a lot better. A hell of a lot better.
I think that it's a buy-low move, right? His stock is way down from where he was drafted, and we broke right before the show. I'm not going to be able to tell you that I have a tremendous in-depth knowledge of Jermaine Ifedi myself. But so these are the top replies, okay, under Ian Rappaport's tweet from NFL Network that the Bears have signed him and he might be playing some guard. Because, you know, you can look to the fan base, right? Sometimes with offensive linemen, with secondary guys, like, oh, do they love him? Do they hate him? Are they the guy that you always roast or all that? So the top reply under the tweet: get ready for holding calls on critical drives to win the game. The next one: thank God he's gone. The next one, Jermaine Ifedi is going to the Bears for a fresh start, but all he will get is a false start. Then let's
He'll
see.
Fit right in.
Yep. Next one. I'm so sorry, Bears fan. Signed, a Seahawks fan.
Laughing out loud.
If you're a Bears fan, prepare for him to make only one kind of block, and it's a screenshot of Jermaine Ifedi blocking that person on social media.
Sounds like he's a long shot to even make a roster based on those assessments.
Exactly. But, yeah. If we're going to trust Seahawks fans, Ryan Pace just nailed another one, Mac. Seahawks fans, happy to see him gone.
It changes show vernacular, though, because when we've talked about things that are germane to the conversation, we often have paid homage to the 97-98 Ohio State Buckeye quarterback, Joe Germaine. That's a silly little goofy part of the Mackage I've deployed for a dozen years or so. Now we can say if something's Jermaine Ifedi to this conversation, we'll do it. Or no. You like Joe Germaine better? Jermaine Ifedi works for me. I like that because that people get where you're going with that. It's easier to understand the silly little wordplay.
What about Joe Germaine Ifedi? Do both.
Ooh.
Does that work?
Ooh. That probably throws people off. throws people off the scent completely.
It was a thought. Yeah. It was a bad one. I know. Ready for more of them. The United Center is stepping up as Illinois goes through this together. This is a statement from the United Center, the home of the Bulls and Blackhawks, proud to be playing a critical role with our city, state, and federal response to the pandemic. The arena and outside campus will be transformed into a logistics hub where we will be assisting frontline food distribution, first responder staging, and the collection of critically needed medical supplies. On behalf of the Bulls, Blackhawks, our athletes, our front offices, and our dedicated United Center personnel, our thoughts and support are with the people of this great city and state. Together we will get through this. So the United Center trying to step up and offer extra resources, which is something that is going to be needed more and more around the country. We'll get the daily briefing from the governor coming up. Then a doctor of infectious diseases is going to come on and answer our and your questions at 3 o'clock. It's McNeil and Park. It's on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There has been some talk over the last 24 hours by some about who this nation might be willing to sacrifice to COVID-19 for the sake of our economic interests. Well, in case there's any doubt in your minds, I'm not willing to sacrifice anyone. There is no life in this state that is more or less precious than any other. No person more or less worthy of saving. I want grandparents around to help raise their grandchildren. I want people to spend years after this is over celebrating birthdays and wedding anniversaries and healthy retirements.
It's Governor Pritzker yesterday. We're airing these daily briefings as we work through the COVID-19 crisis. He was speaking at 2:30 most days. We carry it via our sister station, WBBM, as the conversation around the cost and the cure and the economic ramifications of this juxtaposed against the healthcare part of it continues to increase. I'm looking forward to talking to Dr. Ron Citrenberg, the Director of Infectious Disease at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. Text in any questions you have. Text line 67011. I have some as well. I saw, Mac, that Illinois is getting a good grade for flattening the curve.
Good.
I wonder what that means and what that timeline is. We'll talk to Dr. Citrenberg about that. But we do seem to be doing better than some other places in the country when it comes to actually heeding the advice of, you know, social distancing. So I'll take that as a small positive in the midst of all of this chaos.
Yeah, I think you can and feel pretty good about it. We were just the second state in the country, we being Illinois, I don't live there, I just work there, second in the country to put shutter in place. Into action this past Saturday, and I think there were as of last night, I think 13 states now that have followed suit. I don't know why. And some people who live elsewhere have suggested to me, man, like Pete Bursich is in town, our buddy from Vikings Radio, and I guess Minneapolis, where he's from, he's in town. His dad hasn't been well, and he's just surprised to see it so escalated here back home. He grew up in the South Burbs because Minnesota has not had the same
Mac,
positive test. Yeah.
The governor is ready to speak. Gotcha. Let's listen in live.
I ordered a moratorium on utility shutoffs for residents who can't pay their bills during this period. I expanded and cut the red tape for state unemployment eligibility for those impacted by COVID-19. I waived late filing fees and interest on sales tax payments to give more than 24,000 bars and restaurants statewide a two-month reprieve. And we ensured that Illinois' small businesses from every county are eligible for coronavirus disaster assistance loans of up to $2 million. In addition to those measures, today I am proud to announce an important new measure to support our residents and most small businesses and to soften the immediate economic impact of this moment. Illinois will delay our tax filing deadline from April 15th to July 15th, aligning our tax day with the federal government's and giving our millions of taxpayers three additional months to file their individual returns. Refunds will continue to be distributed in a timely fashion. There's more. My office and the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity are working closely to find ways to expeditiously direct our existing small business programs to those experiencing the greatest need. By Friday, our small businesses will be eligible for a share of $90 million in state emergency assistance through three new programs. First, all of our small businesses outside of Chicago, that's businesses with fewer than 50 employees and under $3 million in 2019 revenue in every industry, are eligible for our new $60 million Illinois Small Business Emergency Loan Fund, allowing up to $50,000 loans with five-year low-interest repayment terms. Required loan payments won't begin for 6 months, offering crucial time for business owners to begin recovering from the economic impact of COVID-19. DCEO, the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, in partnership with our Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, has established a loan loss reserve of $20 million to back up the financing provided by our state chartered banks. I want to thank the Illinois Bankers Association and the Community Bankers Alliance for their partnership in launching this program. Acción, a global leader in nonprofit microfinance, will help administer this program and assist applicants through this process. And applications will be available by the end of the week on the DCEO website, and also on our main coronavirus website at coronavirus.illinois.gov. Our second small business program also focuses on our suburban and downstate communities, specifically on areas with low to moderate income populations. We're launching a $20 million downstate small business stabilization program, which will provide emergency grants of up to $25,000. These are grants of $25,000 to small businesses that are being served by DCEO's Office of Community Development. And lastly, our hospitality businesses have experienced some of the most significant hardships during this crisis. to help address the significant challenges of our bars and restaurants and small hotel companies. DCEO retooled existing funds to offer support to our state's hospitality industry through this crisis. Our new hospitality emergency grant program will offer $14 million to help hotels, bars, and restaurants support their payroll and rent, as well as job training and technology for operations like pickup and delivery, which for now have become central to many restaurants staying open. These grant applications are live starting today and can be found online again at coronavirus.illinois.gov or on DCEO's website. Hospitality industries, hospitality businesses in every corner of our state are eligible to apply. And the IHLA president, Michael Jacobson, who has also been an incredible partner to our Illinois Emergency Management Agency in reviewing hotels for possible emergency use, will talk more about the importance of these programs and how you can become eligible or apply for them in just a few moments. In addition to these new small business supports, my team has been working hard on behalf of business owners and homeowners to work with private entities that are beyond the state's authority to make sure that we're alleviating some of the financial stresses that people are encountering. My Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Director and I are asking all the banks that administer Advantage Illinois loans, which support hundreds of small businesses throughout the state, to modify their loan structures through either a 3-month deferral of payments or 6 months of interest-only payments. DCEO has pre-approved all such modifications in order to fast-track those benefits to our residents as quickly as possible. For homeowners, we've heard a lot from people asking for mortgage assistance. Across Illinois and across the nation, mortgages are owned by the federal government or institutions like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as well as others. I've asked each of those federal institutions to offer all borrowers multi-month forbearance to reduce the strains of this period and offer millions of Americans financial relief. They've offered this not only to Illinoisans now, but to qualified mortgage holders nationwide. Please contact your mortgage servicer or Fannie Mae directly for more information. On a similar note, we've sent letters to the three national credit bureaus asking them not to punish people's credit ratings for the instabilities of our time. The enduring impacts of COVID-19 on Illinoisans' lives and livelihoods will be significant. So we must take every action possible to help people all across our state. I want to talk for a moment about the federal relief bill. Overnight, Democrats and Republicans working together in Washington struck a deal on a $2 trillion rescue package with the Senate set to vote today. For days, I've been speaking directly with Senators Durbin and Duckworth and a half a dozen of our nation's governors, as well as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and members of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's staff about how best to serve our small businesses and working families here in Illinois. Critically important to working families across our state, this deal provides a direct payment of $1,200 to every American worker who makes under $75,000 annually, with a phase out up to annual salaries of $99,000. Families will also receive an additional $500 per child. This agreement is also slated to significantly extend federal unemployment both in benefits and in length of time, including expanding the program to include independent contractors, freelancers, and gig economy workers like Uber and Lyft drivers. It invests $150 billion directly in state and local governments and $100 billion in our national health care system, as well as billions in grants and loans and other programs for small businesses, including guaranteed loans for those businesses that don't lay off workers. I'm incredibly grateful for the time and the zeal that our congressional partners, especially Senators Durbin and Duckworth, dedicated to representing Illinois in these negotiations. This was a record-breaking emergency relief package and much needed for our state. As soon as Congress formally passes and President Trump signs this legislative package, my team and I will move as quickly as possible to bring every eligible dollar home to Illinois. In the meantime, we at the state level are continuing to do everything that we can to deliver our own emergency aid promptly and fairly. Finally, I just want to say that I know that there are people all across our state that are making real sacrifices by adhering to our stay-at-home order, which is in its fourth day. And I know that for those of you able to remain home, it feels like you've been there forever. I want to express my sincere gratitude to all of you. The sacrifices that you are making are saving lives, truly. I've also said a lot about the amazing work that our doctors and nurses and our first responders are doing, taking a risk every day, going to work to protect us. But I also want to recognize our grocery store workers, our custodians, and our Metra and Pace and CTA workers, the factory workers who are producing essential medical equipment and the food on the grocery shelves, and the warehouse workers and truck drivers who make sure that our goods get to their destination. They are some of the unsung heroes in this fight, those who do the work behind the scenes to keep this state safely moving forward. And now I'd like to introduce our IDPH director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
That is Governor of Illinois J.B. Pritzker, courtesy of our sister station WBBM. Obviously, there is the Illinois coronavirus website that he gave out many times that you can get just by simply Googling Illinois State Coronavirus for any small business loan applications that you might need. But the biggest piece of news there, the tax deadline has been pushed back 3 months from April 15th until July 15th as they try to give more economic relief to people across the state of Illinois, Mac.
Yeah, matching the federal government. How about that? The federal government beats the state governments to the punch on this one, giving an additional several months, which is a good thing. There are a lot of people who are going to need that.
And I thought that him recognizing the grocery store workers, you know, you don't make a lot of money and they don't get mentioned when you're talking about essential employees, right? You think, okay, firefighters, cops, nurses, doctors, bankers, right, to keep the economic systems going. Don't normally think about the people stocking the shelves at the grocery stores, but I know whenever I've been there, I've tried to be more appreciative, talked about tipping the guys the other day, but it's just they obviously need to be working because there's no food shortage, even though people are hoarding stuff, but they have they all deserve raises and extra vacation whenever this thing is over.
No question about it. And you talk about proximity with people for an eight-hour shift when you're a cashier. It's hard not to be within that six-foot comfort zone. I don't know how you can avoid it. And the more I've thought about this today, the more ridiculous I think it is. And I'm guilty of it. So I raise my hand saying, yes, I have been to the grocery store more than I've needed to be. That stopped today. That's it. No more for a while. There's no reason unless it's absolutely necessary.
How crazy was it, too, to hear him say this is day four of the stay-at-home order? It feels like it's been a lot longer than that. And I know many of us were practicing social distancing and staying home before it was a statewide order, right?
Yeah.
But, man, it certainly does feel like it's been longer than 4 days. That's why Steph and I were talking about it last night. Like, the reminder to each other, like, if you do feel like you're going a little stir-crazy, like,
yeah,
we could be in this for a lot longer than 4 days. You know, we could be talking about stay at home day 44 instead of just four. So
no doubt,
may as well
no
pace
doubt.
Yourself with feeling stir crazy.
Yeah, let me share a quick story that brought me almost to tears last night. It was just heartwarming. Joe Biden told a story about some friends of his who have little ones at home, and one of them at the kindergarten level, and the kindergarten teacher, I don't know where this happened, but the kindergarten teacher was missing her students, So she phoned a bunch of parents and said, you know, if you don't mind, I'd love to just drive by the house if you want to put your daughter or your son in the picture window so I could drive by and wave. And it was very well received. I guess a very popular kindergarten teacher. And I just thought that was so cool. And I was one of those kids who was absolutely enamored with my kindergarten teacher. And can't help but think what that would mean to a five-year-old. You know, there's Miss Yazel driving by in the Plymouth Satellite on O'Day Drive just to wave to little fat Mackie to let him know that she's okay and she was thinking about me. I thought that was about as cool as anything I've heard this week thus far. I really enjoyed
that. That's fantastic. I think that you see it all the time, right? In tragedy, there are things that bring out the worst in people, but there are things that bring out the best in people. I think what a lot of artists have done, streaming free concerts, DJs doing free sets and getting dance parties going on Instagram Live to give people some entertainment. I think that's awesome. I've seen, you know, Bernstein posted a video for his daughter where his wife organized the neighbors to come out and like sing happy birthday. Because birthday plans had to be canceled. And I've seen a lot of things like that. People just volunteering, being willing to donate blood, like all sorts of things, man. Like you see the best and worst in people, but it's nice to try to focus on some of the best when people are feeling as uncertain as they are.
Yeah, can you imagine Bernstein's kids and poor Beth being sequestered with him as often? Dan's good company for you and for me for 5 days once a year. Maybe that's why we relish it so much, is because after the third night you've already hit the 10th tee box
and wow. You know what an awful thing to think.
The end is in sight. But I mean, man, that's a something to be all bundled up with Dan Bernstein for that long.
Yeah, just so you get like in-home homework assignments for crossword puzzles and yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Lots of word games.
lots of quizzing. Ooh. It'd be tough. We're going to bring on a director of infectious diseases at 3 to answer your questions and ours. We're back well before that on The Score. This segment on The Score brought to you by Indeed. Indeed is used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Dr. Ron Sitrenberg, Director of Infectious Diseases at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital, will join us at 3 o'clock. Feel free to text in your questions, 670-11. Mac, people texting in with good deeds that they've witnessed and with other jobs that maybe went underappreciated and are really shining right now. And please note that just if we were giving some love to grocery store workers, it's not that we're not thankful for people that are keeping, you know, home Wi-Fi going because people are working from home and there's extra demand for telecommunications jobs and things like that. Like, we fully realize that there are a lot of people that do have essential jobs out there that we maybe did not not necessarily realize that you would categorize with essential jobs, but these times have changed, I think, what we're defining as essential.
Those Amazon Prime boxes don't arrive outside your door by themselves. Somebody has to deliver those, too. There's all kinds of people who are continuing to work. And one of my sons is, he's doing an apprenticeship to be a mason, a bricklayer. He's working in the factories, as always, and they're taking extra precautions. But that's a concern of mine. That he's out there. I mean, he's 25 years old, but I don't want him to get it. Nobody wants that. So, yes, thank all of you who are going to work and banging it out during these tough times. It's, you know, it can't be easy.
No, it can't. I was thinking the other day, I was like, all right, well, so Best Buy, that's not essential. That's not going to be open.
No.
But then, oh, well, if everybody is trying to set up work from home remote situations and you need to get an upgraded laptop or a modem or a home appliance breaks or something like that. And then I go online. It's like, yeah, you can't come in the store, but if you order something online, they'll have it ready at the location nearest you, assuming they have it on the premises, in less than an hour. And you drive up and you give them your credit card and they come out to the car window with gloves on, take your credit card, scan it, right there. You could already prepay online, but it's just to identify that you're actually the person picking up what you need. Mm-hmm. And then they'll drop it off in the trunk of your car. Never have to get within 6 feet of anybody. And they're good to go. Like, that's how I had the Ethernet cable to do this show from home. So it's like, I would have never thought that Best Buy, the place where I used to get CDs, was essential. But I guess it is during these times.
Parking lot at Target was full yesterday when I drove by, or earlier today, actually, to drop Patrick back off at home. It just completely full. I guess people got to go out and get socks.
Well, also that, and back to your Best Buy point, Danny, a lot of people are scrambling like with their work-at-home setups. Like, if you go online and try to find things you might need to work at home for an extended period of time, good luck. I mean, everything's on back order. A lot of people, like, they're adjusting to their new lifestyles, I think. I know we are at my house trying to get the wife set up and comfortable and productive. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Tanny?
Playing the role of Shep today?
I said that. My guy! That makes me feel so good and at home. I was like, there's no way Best Buy will be open, but now everyone's got to work from home, so they're getting extra monitors and modems and things like that.
It's just me in here, guys. I'm trying.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
That was good. I thought at the beginning he was doing a bit.
No.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what it was. Yeah.
Either way, intentional or unintentional, that is exactly what I needed today.
All right, Danny Parkins, Little Bulls Boy, Fast Bulls Trivia here for you. We're going to have B.J. Armstrong on in about 35 minutes. Yes, that's the game plan?
An hour. He's coming on at 4
o'clock.
Oh,
an hour. Okay, yeah. I thought it was 3:30. My bad. He's going to be on at 4 o'clock today. He was part of the 1989, don't go and Google this, the 1989 Bulls draft, in which they had 3 first-round draft picks. Armstrong was one of them. He went 18th in the 89 draft out of Iowa. One guy went way before BJ did in that draft to the Bulls at number 6, and one guy was just 2 picks later to the Bulls. Who were those gentlemen?
Okay,
Danny Buckets is here for you. I was there when the Bulls still know, on one mile.
I know Stacey King was in the same draft as B.J. Armstrong.
Ding, ding, ding. Stacey King was the player they drafted with the 6th pick overall out of Oklahoma.
Right, you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
You're and right. I'm going to grab her, you on the guy.
I don't know. Nope. I have no idea.
Nope, can't humor me with a name. All right.
Well, I mean, like I can,
if I give you the college, it might help you. Georgia Southern,
a bull from Georgia Southern.
Look at the texters come piling in with the correct response.
Do they have it?
Yeah, they got it.
Jeff
sure
Sanders.
Jeff Sanders, the Colonel.
That's impressive. That's
a good
trivia
nickname.
Question.
Yeah.
That is the Colonel. All right. Well, 1 out of 2. That's not all terrible. Right. So, you know, B.J. Armstrong at 4. Opie of the old Opie and Anthony show going to tell radio stories at 4:30. And I think that he is responsible for why radio stations can't do April Fool's pranks anymore. So we're going to talk to him about that in 90 minutes. But next, we're going to answer some coronavirus questions that you and we have. Dr. Ron Sitrenberg, the Director of Infectious Diseases at Advocate General Hospital, is going to join us next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.